Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. This is an awesome Thursday evening. It is 8:30. We're in Hampton Roads, Virginia, and I have some exciting news to share with you tonight about our company, how it is growing and prospering, and we are just so excited. If you would like to call in tonight, the number is 1-347-826-7543. You can go to my Facebook page and get the information. If you'd like to call me after the show, the number is 757-567-6734. We are Issues Concerning Women. I want you to get your paper and pencils ready because when we come back, we're going to tell you all about how our company is growing, what we're doing, and what we're looking for in 2011 going into 2012. So hold on, sit back and relax, and we'll be right back. Francine Humphrey, your host of Issues Concerning Women. Tonight, we're excited about our show, as always. And anybody that listens to my show knows how I feel about what I do. I am a business consultant. I started this business in 2007. It is actually growing now. With Issues Concerning Women, I'm an advocate for women and their families. I give a voice to those who would not otherwise have a voice. As we come about the holiday season, some of the things that we love to do is give whenever we can, and we usually try to give something to a needy family or a shelter during the month of November going into December, and then we try to give toys for the children, time to tots. So we're excited about that, and if you would like to join us and help us do that, you can do so by calling me at 1-3-4. And tomorrow, if you're in Hampton Roads, we're going to be at the Town Center Alliance meeting from 11:30 to 1. I don't know if you still can get in on that because that is pre-registered. But from this point on, I will be giving you the updates as they come about. Also, we have Tammy Owens, which is with the Department of Economic Development in the city of Virginia Beach. She's offering a small business workshop on November the 18th. So if you want information about that, you can give me a call after the show, 757-567-6734, or if you want to come on the air right now, 1-347-826-7543. November the 19th, there is a Women's Empowerment Summit in the city of Hampton. You need to get with me and get that information because it's an all-day workshop. You do have to RSVP. Workshops are free, but you do have to sign up for them. So if you're interested, ladies and gentlemen, in any of the announcements that I made, you may do so by calling me after the show, 757-567-6734, and I'll be better able to get you directions and where you need to be. Or you can send me an email at cinedesign@aol.com or ICW Director, D-I-R-E-C-T-R, gmail.com. So you have two choices. Go to the website, and I'm going to give you that again. It's www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. What this does, it gives you the opportunity to take a look at who I am, see what I'm all about, see what I'm doing, being innovative in the community. That's what I do. I love what I do. I love our families here in Hampton Roads and all over the world. We just don't deal with people here in Hampton Roads. I have affiliates in Kansas City, Atlanta, New York. So we're reaching all across the United States. My goal is for 2012 is to do more traveling to bring more people on board, not so much as consultants, but as issues concerning business members so that we can get the information out. We're going to do a lot of writing this year. I am enthusiastic about it. I want to move forward so that I know that what I'm doing is going to be a help to the community. There's going to be a couple of expos coming up, and we'll tell you about those as we get up further along into the year. If you're in the chat room, you can definitely leave your questions there. If you want to start a chat, that's great. You know, we can do that, and, you know, I'm always excited about that. So come on and get with issues concerning business. This is new. This is innovative. We're excited. We have a great team, and I definitely want you to meet them all. I'm going to have them on the show. About 2 weeks ago, I actually had Frank on to just kind of get him accustomed to being on the radio, but we're going to bring you more information about social video marketing and the marketing video of the e-zines, which is the ladies' thing that is going on, and a lot of companies are doing that. And you just have to be, you know, just have to want to do it. You can have your own television show. You can have all the audio that you need. You can put everything that you do in a video format, and you can shoot it right out to your customers, and you can do your training and your programs right from your office if you need to, or wherever you are doing your presentations. So we're excited. Issues Concerning Business is officially launched as of October the 19th, 2011. I picked that date because that was my father's birthday. If he had still been with me, he would have been 75 years old on October the 19th. So I figured that was a great point, starting point, October the 19th. I will never forget that. And, you know, since he will be 75, and I'm looking for 75 more great years of being with you and growing and developing. I know that with God, all things are possible. I don't know if I want to live that long, but you know what I mean. I'm here for right now, and I'm doing all the things that I can do today to prepare me for tomorrow, to prepare you for your greater tomorrow. So I'm excited. I have a few questions that I want to ask my listening audience tonight. Now, it's up to you to answer my questions, and you can do that on the message board here at Blog Talk Radio. You can do that by sending me an email. I'm going to give you the email address again, which is icwdirector@gmail.com. And I want to hear what you think about these questions, because this is where we're going to start at. This is going to be our starting point from October the 19th, which was last Wednesday, up until the end of the year. We're going to constantly give you questions and things for you to think about how you can grow your business, how you can start your business, how you can be more innovative and get all the things that you want going into 2012. We want to leave out of 2011 with a bang. We want to go right into 2012 with an even more powerful force. You need to join with somebody. If you don't have a mentor, you feel like you're all alone, you need to call me. I am serious. If you are there, you need to call me. If you're at that place where you just don't know what you're going to do, how you're going to move forward, you need to attend our teleconferences that are going to be coming up. Some of them will be free. Some of them will not be free, but we'll give you all the information that you need. The video, social media world is wide open. You've got to get on board, people, and you need to get with me so I can tell you, yes, there are some free things that you can do, and then there are other things that you have to purchase because you want the magnitude of your video to always be great. I've tried several of the programs. I'm loving them. I'm going to be sending something out after the show to my Facebook page, so you might want to check that out. And if you like Issues Concerning Women, like my page. like it because I like it. And then the new page is going to be Issues Concerning Business. So I want you to like that as well. We've been on for about 15 minutes. We're going to take a little short break here. And then when we come back, we're going to ask you some questions. My listening audience, my folks that are listening every Thursday night to me, and I know that you're there because it lets me know that you're there. The switchboard tells me you're there, and I'm excited. Even if you don't come on the air and ask a question, I know that you're there and that you're still following me. And I thank you, and I bless each and every one of you, and I feel a great blessing to those that have stuck with me for over the period of years that I've been doing radio since about 2003. I'm excited. I'm going back live next month, in the month of November, to AM, 670 AM radio for the community broadcasting. So I am greatly appreciative. I am excited, and I love what God is doing in my life. So hang on for a second. I'll be right back. Hello, and I'm back. I'm excited, and I am ready to move forward with the questions that I have for you. I hope that you're ready as well. I know that this is another exciting Thursday night. We've got a little over 13 minutes to go. So here's my first question, and these questions are for anybody that's listening, and you can you can phrase them to fit your situation because everybody may not be looking for a business, but you may be looking for a new career or you may be needing help building your relationships. So we're basing the questions on businesses, but you can use any of my questions to put them and fit them into your life. They pertain to everyone. So don't think just because we're talking about business that you can't get in on the conversation. I definitely want to hear from you. And I also want to say that if you've reached out to me and I haven't gotten back with you, please forgive me. I do have help now, more help, and I'll be able to better answer your questions and be on top of things. My first question for my listening audience is, do you want to start a business or would you like to elevate your career? Or would you just like to have a better relationship? So take the question and use it pertaining to you. When do you want to start to do it? And that's primarily the question. When do you want to start to do it? Do you have a plan? Question number two. What would you say are the three personal characteristics that can help you in your business, your career, or your relationship? What would you say are the three personal characteristics that you have that can help you in your business, your career, and your relationships? Number three, have you or do you have a coach or a mentor? Have you ever or do you have a coach or mentor right now? Okay, that's question number three. Number four, do you need to think about it? And I'm talking about needing a coach or mentor. Or do you think there is a need for a coach or mentor? So do you have to think about it? That's question number four. And the second part of the question is, do you need a coach or a mentor? And question number five, what was the key motivator for starting your business if you've already started it? Or for wanting to start your business on building your career or working on your relationship. What was the key motivator for starting your business, promoting your career, or building those real relationships? So those are my five questions. And I'm looking for some innovative answers. I don't want the normal, you know, I want you to be truthful, of course, but I want you to really, really think about these questions. And you have a whole week to do it, because next week we're going to get some answers and we're going to talk about it. And even if you don't want to be on the air, you can send me the questions, the answers to the questions, and I'm going to read them on the show, because I think this is an awesome way to get a conversation going with some of the people that I really need to be in touch with, my listening audience. You've been with me. I'm always grateful that you're there and that you want to know what I have to talk about, and I want to know what you're thinking right now. I have so many great conversations with people that I meet, and I meet at these business meetings, but now I want to ask questions. I want you to talk to me about what you need, because being a business consultant, that's what I need to know. What do you need? It's not about me and what I want to do for you. It's about what you need and where we should go with these things. You know, some people, it's just small, minor things that they need to do that they just never have time to do. So if you had a coach or a mentor or somebody that you could talk to, or a consultant, that person will get you on track and get you where you need to go. There are all kinds of programs out there. I know there are consultants galore. But the difference between me and another consultant is I'm just not going to leave you with answering the five questions. I'm going to be there with you as long as you need my help and as long as you think that there is a need for us to be together. I'm going to be with you. I won't leave you. I just won't. You won't come to my workshop or my seminar, and then you never hear from me again. That is not how it goes. I work with my clients year after year after year. I work with a young lady. Her name is Sandra Diggs. She's also on my team. We've been working together for the past 2 years. Sandra is in her 60s, but you will never know it to look at her. She's vibrant. She's full of energy. She came to me because she did not know how to start a business. She did not have a clue, and she wanted to start her business, and I walked her through the process. We are still working together today. Come on, somebody. How many consultants do you know that are doing that? Once they get your money, they give you some information, they give you a book or workbooks, and they say thank you very much, and you never hear from them again. But that's not how Francine Humphrey, the director of Issues Concerning Business, does business. I walk you through it. I hold your hand if need be, and I push you when you need to be pushed. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to baby you through the whole thing, because it comes a point when you have to grow up and grow into your business. You cannot be a baby in business for 50 years and think you're going to be successful. You can't do that. I'm going to hold your hand in the beginning, yes, and you're going to stumble and fall still, even with coaching and mentoring you. But once you stand up on your own 2 feet, when we watch the little kids, when they're starting to walk, first they start rocking on the bed, you watch them rock back and forth, because they know, they see all these people around them walking, and they want that. That's what you have to do. You have to want it with all your heart and with all your might and all your desire. And then the little baby, my little grandbaby, she's awesome. She's about 8 months old, 7 months old, going into the 8th month. And she is awesome. She's a little chub, little fat, little butterball. But I watch her, and she rocks back and forth because she wants to walk so bad. She knows that she can do it. She feels it. And she dips, and she pulls up because now she just can't lay there anymore and just roll from side to side. She's got to do something. That's the same way you have to be in your business. Yes, you're going to rock back and forth and be on that seesaw. But sooner or later, you're going to have to get up, and you're going to have to rise above where you are. Then now she's in her walker, and she's able to walk herself around the room, and she's touching everything, and she's feeling everything, and she's exploring everything. That's what you have to do in your business if you're just starting your business. Even if you've been in business and you did not do it the right way the first time, now is the time to do it the right way this time. You need a mentor. You need a coach. You need a consultant. You need somebody to help you. Issues Concerning Business is here to help you. I know I sound so excited. I am. I'm telling you guys, I am about to bust. I could probably blow up 50 balloons. I don't have that much air. But I probably could. If somebody brought them in here right to me right now in my office, I could probably blow them up. That's how excited I am. And when I watch people, I'm always reminded of the baby steps, the first getting started, the getting over the fear. Because, you know, even my granddaughter, she still feels for that she's going to fall, so she has to hold on. Even when she's in her walker, she's holding on to dear life. And that's how a lot of you are about your business. You're holding on to it for dear life. You won't let anybody help you. But I'm telling you, if you let me help you, my consultants can help you, and you're going to advance, and soon you're going to be standing up on your own two feet. Soon you're going to be straddling your business, not your business keeping you a slave to it and keeping you on the ground and keeping you rolling back and forth and you in that teeter-totter stage. You're going to be standing, straddling your business, knowing that, hey, I got this thing. I know what I'm doing. And if issues concerning business can help you do that, and still issues concerning women, we're not kicking that to the curb. We're still that. We started with that. We're going to always be issues concerning women. But we're going to move it over to another notch. We're going to develop some programs that can help you. I'm telling you, it is so exciting. If you want a personal business career package from me, my packages start at $55, and you can just contact me. They can be as small as you want them to be. We can start at $55 for a small package, but you have to call me and get information because I can't give you everything on the phone tonight because I only have like 4 more minutes. So what I want you to do is think about what you want to do, how issues concerning business can help you, because that's what it's about for me. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm here to help. This is what I do. I love what I do. I love Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you to my listening audience who's been following Issues Concerning Women. We're still going to keep the same format. We're still going to be talking about women in the workplace. We're going to talk about women in their careers. We're going to talk about families and business together. We're going to talk about so many topics. But you know what? As we grow, you're going to grow with us, and we want you to grow with us. We want you to be there because October the 19th, 2011, we launch Issues Concerning Business. I'm excited. I hope you're excited, too. And before I get off the air, I only have a few more minutes. I'm going to give you my email again, and I have 2, CINEDESIGN@AOL.com, or ICWDirector, DIRECTOR, @gmail.com. You need to contact me. You need to answer the questions that I gave you. If you don't have the questions, if you email me, I'll email you the questions, and then you can email them back to me. We're going to talk about them next week on the show. I hope that you're in tune with what I'm talking about. I hope that you're excited about your business and stop being a baby in the business, stop being a slave to your business. You need a coach, a mentor, a consultant, or you just need a friend in the business. Come on, somebody. Everybody doesn't need everything from everybody. Sometimes you just need somebody that you can talk to and get you through those tough moments. We have so many different programs that we're offering, and we don't want to offer too many or confuse you. We want you to get the full value of being a part of Issues Concerning Business. Everything is not about money. There will be free classes. I've always done that. I will continue to do that. I will be doing different things at the church. Normally on the fourth Thursday night, we do Community Awareness Night at my church. This is a free program where we come in, we talk about financial planning. We talk about depression. How do you overcome stress? We have so many topics that we can talk about. We could go on for the whole year. I'm excited about it. I want you to be excited about it as well. I want you to contact me at 757-567-6734. And if Ms. Vicky's on the line listening, hi, thank you, Ms. Vicky. I did get your message, and I will be calling you back tonight, as a matter of fact, as soon as I hang up. But I'm excited. I want you all to know that Issues Concerning Business is part 2, and I don't know how many parts God is going to allow us to do. I'm excited about it. Get ready to develop solutions that are designed especially for you. Be with us. Be there for us. We'll be there for you. We love what we do. We know that you love your business and you want to move it prosperous and vibrant and innovative in the year to come and towards the end of the year. I know the holidays is coming. but you have to stay on top of it. We can't stop now. We will take a break for the holidays, of course. We're no different from anybody else. We want you to spend time with your family, but even in our downtime, we will still be doing business development. We will still be coaching. We will still be giving the free workshops and seminars and taking care of business, because we have business that goes on even during the holiday season. But we're going to take our time for our families, because I love families, and I think that that is what America is built on, is built on families and real relationships and being with people that are important in our lives. And if we have that, then we have everything. With God on our side, we can do anything. And I know that you know that. Nothing can change us or make us waver as long as we're honest and dependable. And we do what we say we're going to do. We keep our word, and God will provide our needs. And I know that you know that, and I know that you understand that. You have to be that way in business. Even, and it doesn't have anything to do with religion, you just have to be about your business. You just have to be about your business. So thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I'll be back next Thursday night, and I want to have answers to those questions. Love you much. God bless.